This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Creative destruction has become a dubious cliche in the economic world, but there's no gainsaying its role in nature. Wildfire is a prime example. Forests need periodic fire for recycling nutrients, reducing pests and pathogens, and clearing the way for new life. And then there are the obligate cedars, plants that require fire to reproduce. Scientist Budry Gimiri is studying one such plant, the Arizona cypress. His findings could impact the future of this lovely desert mountain tree. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
As of now, I don't think they are species of concern, but they are species of concern to me personally, since their population is limited to isolated geographic location.
Gimiri is a self-described pyromaniac. He traces that obsession to his youth in a remote village in Nepal, where fire is central to religious life and daily survival. Now, as a Texas Tech PhD student, he's studying fire-plant interactions. Arizona cypress can grow 80 feet high, with gray-green to blue-green foliage. As Gimiri notes, they're found in isolated patches in the Sky Island Mountains of northern Mexico and the Southwest. That includes Butte Canyon and Big Bend's Chisos Mountains.
It's perfect location for them. They are doing amazing out there.
Arizona cypress are conifers, but their cones are unique. They're globe-shaped and serotonous, meaning they're sealed shut with a resinous bond. When fire strikes, that bond gives way. Only then can the cone release its seeds. A century ago, it became U.S. policy to extinguish every forest fire as quickly as possible. That policy led to an accumulation of fuels, contributing to the catastrophic fires we see today. And for Arizona cypress, it meant the end of reproduction. Nature, of course, bats last, and fire has returned to southwestern forests. But amidst climate change, wildfire frequency and intensity have increased. Historically, Arizona cypress stands were destroyed in fires, but their seeds endured to germinate in the ashy, nutrient-rich soil. Fiercer blazes threaten that cycle.
They are obligate cedar, but they do not prefer fire with higher severity and intensity. Too high intense fire would kill the entire seed.
And with increasing fire frequency, new trees can be killed before they reach maturity and develop cones. Gimiri has collected cones from Butte Canyon and from sites in New Mexico and Arizona. In the lab, he's subjecting those cones to fire in what he calls his, quote, plant barbecue machine. He's hoping to determine the sweet spot, the fire intensity at which cones open and seeds survive. Land managers now appreciate fire's role in forest ecosystems and conduct controlled or prescribed burns across the Southwest. Gimiri's findings could help them introduce fire in ways that support Arizona cypress. Gimiri is also studying Arizona cypress genetics. It's likely the trees retreated to their mountain sanctuary since the Ice Age and were once more widespread. Genetic analysis could show if the populations have become distinct species. For now, the Big Bend Arizona cypress appear to be thriving. That's also the case in Arizona's Chiricahua Mountains. But in the Tonto National Forest near Phoenix, Gimiri says increased fire frequency may be driving the trees to the brink. Gimiri hopes his work can help save the trees.
There's a big knowledge gap about their ecology, evolutionary adaptation. Hopefully, our effort is good enough to maintain their population.
The Chisos and other desert mountains are rugged landscapes, but their ecosystems are fragile. Preserving their distinctive inhabitants will take care and study. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. Thanks for listening.